Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, What is the Kingdom of God?
The reading is from the fourth chapter of Mark. Jesus said, To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The good news of Jesus Christ. I live in community with Father Nick Punch, and he loves English mustard, which is very strong. Mustard has been used as a flavor for centuries. It was discovered first by the Egyptians about 5,000 years ago. Next to salt, it is the most used condiment in the world. Wild black mustard can grow between 8 to 20 feet, so it was called a tree by Jesus. Small seed, big tree where the birds can rest. This is a very reassuring passage for me, particularly as I advance in age. I suspect we, start our journey to God in very small ways. We memorize basic doctrine, but don't have a grasp of what the words mean. Then we begin to ask hard questions and maybe see how the words seem empty. But we continue to grow, and we discover the exciting but confusing experience of falling in love. We are really not all that prepared because it is a mutual but fragile experience. Then we moved into the business of life, co-creating new human beings, and we need lots of advice from those who have been through the experience and have become healthily blasé. This is followed by a time when we can take the time to ponder. That is a word I personally find more real than meditation. What our life has been about. What are the highs and lows we have experienced? And we begin to realize God the Creator, the loving and saving Son, and the constant accompaniment of the Spirit have been with us. And we are resting in the branches of this wonderful mustard tree. We can rest and calmly wait for perfection. Not that we can ever earn it, but God with perfect love has made us perfect. Not earned, but freely given because we have, however clumsily, tried to love. Sometimes bad things happen to our fragile humanity, and we don't get to rest in the tree, but God fixes that in less than an instant. And those who wait for us have blissful patience. There is plenty of space in the tree to rest, but there is infinite space, in fact, infinite, infinite in eternity. We all had a beginning, but we have no end.